Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaw sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up.
Welcome to another episode of An Earful in the Emerald City.
I'm eating jerky.
Thank you guys for joining us. This guy's getting a little protein kick here before we get started. Yep. He's been working hard all day. I'm sure you guys probably weren't working too hard today, though, especially if you live out here in Seattle.
Snowmageddon.
It is Snowmageddon. Snowmageddon, for those of you who aren't from Seattle, is anytime we get 2 inches, maybe 3 inches of accumulated snowfall.
It starts at a foot and up is when everyone starts panicking.
Are you kidding? No.
Not a foot. Like a foot.
No, well, they'll start panicking around 6 inches. That's when the panic will start.
By the time it gets to a foot,
that's when it really be ratcheted.
Well, that's when I start seeing it in the top tweets or top trending tweets or on Facebook. You start seeing the pictures of like, look at it, it's snowing, is right when it hits a foot.
Yeah. Well, we rarely even get that around here, to be honest, but... Little snow day here on the Monday after the Super Bowl. Actually cost us our goddamn guest. You know, he couldn't even make it up from the east side. Yeah, we're gonna try to have him on next week. So I won't even say his name to oust him like that. Yeah. But it's been a little crazy. I think we're in like a spot here where, you know, it snows just little enough to that every time it does snow,
there's a panic.
Everybody's like, that's it, I can't go to work. I'm done. I gotta.
I think it becomes a nightmare before Christmas.
I can't. It's not safe.
It's just a nightmare for people. Well, it's because of the hills. It's not.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not anything like cool. It's not like because we're like, oh my God, snow. And we panic and people worry about freezing to death or anything. Because it's actually nice. It's not windy or anything. It's just snowing.
Yeah, it's even when it was snowing earlier, it was pleasantly, didn't feel that cool, you know.
I had a couple of neighbors, some Mexican kids, building a wall of snow, so I thought that was funny. Like, it worked out all right. I don't think they understand the irony.
No, probably not old enough yet.
But I was proud of them. It was a good wall. Yeah. Very sturdy, very good structure.
Well, they're good at what they do, you know. Well, I mean, no one's ever said anything bad about that part.
Well, I'm saying, I don't know why everyone's still not understanding that in order to get people to build the wall for a good price where we won't have to all worry about this coming out of our budget. He's going to have to go to lots of Home Depots and get some very skilled workers to build that wall.
That's true. Yeah, you get the skilled workers and then, you know, the ones who are a problem, you can just round them up and send their asses back home, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I feel like he's going to be at the Home Depot and then Arthur Blank's going to be there still crying. He's going to be thinking about the Super Bowl and he's going to be like, hey, thanks for coming. And he had a chance to meet Pence because he was at the game.
Yeah.
There's actually a lot of people at the game. So I had the ill fortune to decide to take a shift at work that day. So I got to see the second half or the second quarter, and I got to see some of the end of the third quarter. So me being a Jets fan, I was elated because it was going terribly. And then I started getting text updates and then it kept getting worse and worse for me. And, you know, I guess Tom Brady, I'll say this. He's probably the greatest quarterback.
He's a goat, man.
Yeah. I dislike the guy because he is that good. I don't know how much of his soul he sold to the devil and how much of it was him going 50-50 with Belichick on that soul thing. But
you say what you want about the guy, and, you know, there's more hatred than need be goes around here as far as the Patriots and the Steelers go. Mm. But the guy gets it done.
Yeah, I don't get the Patriots hate here. No, I mean, I get the hate
Super Bowl
in general.
Yeah, it was first Super Bowl. Everybody thinks they got robbed on that one. But
in the Steelers, I guess, too.
But, I mean, the guy, he just always competes. He always stays in the game. They get down 20 points. It was actually up to 25 at the peak. And he just keeps
throw a pick six.
Exactly. I mean, you could tell by the way he dove to try to get that guy. He was like, motherfucker. Yeah. Like he just knew that this is it, and it's only going to go up from here. And just fucking keep your head in that shit and keep battling.
Now, what I don't get is that it was the former Seahawks defensive coordinator as their coach, and I was told by some people it seemed like Atlanta backed off a little bit on the defense and a little bit on the offense because they didn't want to run up the score because, you know, that's a rude thing to do. And I keep going like, it's fucking Bill Belichick. If he had the opportunity to blow you out of the water, he will because he's going to go like, I'm going to establish dominance.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. And everyone else is doesn't still matter what game it is. Yeah, he's gonna keep, especially in the playoffs, he's gonna
his foot in your throat.
Yeah, he's gonna redline the thing the entire time until the very end. You know,
does no one remember what happened when they had fucking Randy Moss? Yeah. Like they would just be like, all right, well, if you're not gonna stop us, we're just gonna keep scoring because you can't stop it. And everyone else is still like, well, you know, I don't want it to be a little bit. And I'm like, you fucking pussy.
It's almost like less work for them to do that. You know, like if it's clicking, right? But yeah, and that's what happens is when you start playing to not lose as opposed to win.
Yeah,
that's what happens. You slowly give it away, and you kind of
next thing you know,
you try to avoid that big, huge play, but you slowly, surely, just kind of let them chip away, and then a couple drives. They put a couple drives together. Defense gets some stops, and then what do you know? They got a chance to tie the game.
I mean, it always sounds extreme because we're like 25 points, and then I keep trying to explain if football was going instead of making it doubles because you know Americans are stupid and we like big numbers. The score is actually it's 3 points. It was 3 points, so they have to score three times, and that's 21, and then you get like a couple of half points, and you're back in the game. And I mean, 2 2-point conversions and a goddamn there. That was it.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's.
And that's the thing for Atlanta. It's like you guys choked.
Yeah, you guys choked.
I mean, even the 2-point
pulled the Hillary.
Even the 2-point conversion. Even if you stop them on the 2-point conversion, it's still over.
It's still over.
Yeah, they had to drive down and get that score. So I mean,
first overtime Super Bowl though. So that's kind of cool.
I do think that they should get one chance to rebuttal, though. Even if they score a touchdown, you should be like, all right, well, they got it in the end zone, so you got it too.
Here's your one chance. This is your shot.
This is it. Yeah,
that's the one.
Yeah, we're turning the clock off. You know, we're going to turn the fucking clock off.
Yep, they should steal that from the NCAA. Mm-hmm. Just be like, all right, you got
to. I mean, you do if it's a field goal, but.
Yeah, you still lost. If they score a touchdown and you go to rebuttal and the best you're going to get is a field goal, you're like, you're out.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
I mean, at least give them, like.
Because then the coin toss plays like too big of a factor.
I think that they should do the especially NCAA with the start off. Just start them off at the 50 or something and be like, all right, this is your chance. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Start them at the opposite, maybe like 35.
You want to give them like less yardage? I mean, I was just like trying to keep it fair. Just go 50-50. Since we don't have a 50-50 coin toss, just give them a chance to start from the middle and go. But
yeah, that was crazy, though. Super Bowl, like you said, first overtime. I mean, like I said, it came down to the wire. Even the feeling that, like, once it happened, it was just like, it was surreal for a minute. Like, did they really just pull this shit off?
Happen.
Like, holy fuck. I mean, you could tell they knew it on the field, but everybody else was kind of like, it was what like, the hell?
Was it the Seahawks' brother, Marty Bennett, was the reason they got in scoring position because he had that pass interference called, not on him, but on the player defending him and got them in that little running position to run it in. And I was like, well, at least they were smart enough not to pass it on that short distance, right?
I know, no shit.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, that was so that's officially the end of 2016, like sports wise so we had I tell people it was a good year of sports. I don't remember who won the hockey because that was the only sport where there was nothing spectacular. I don't even remember who won. I literally can't fathom who it was. I feel like it was Washington or fucking
that's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, like, what? Villanova won a last second shot against Carolina.
Yeah, that was a big game.
Clemson had that last second touchdown against Alabama. We got the 3-1 lead blown by the Warriors. 3-1 lead blown by the Indians for the Cubs.
Yeah.
And we got the Super Bowl. And I was like, that's the end of the football. Or that's the end of the 2016. Like, a bunch of comebacks. And no lead is sacred.
Yeah.
And including the elections.
The whole, no matter how many times CNN will tell you.
It's not over till it's over.
That is crazy, though. Every single one.
Yeah. Like, it was all a good year. It was a good year for sports, that year for everyone else.
Yeah.
Well, most everyone
else. I know. What if you knew, too? You could have made so much money this year.
This is a good time to go back in time with a DeLorean.
You would have been getting excellent odds everywhere. You bet the Patriots at the end of the first half.
Yeah.
Oh my God! You probably get like 5-1 odds.
Yeah, you'd have been doing really good. Like, no, they'll come back from this.
Yeah.
So I mean,
and I made a couple bets too in the second half. I was like, they're gonna make this a game. The only reason I did was because
you knew
I wanted it to be a good game. Okay. I didn't even wasn't convinced even what I was saying.
Yeah.
You know, but slowly but surely they started doing it. The first drive they fucked up and nothing happened out of that. And then it was just off, their offense was off to the races after that.
And then I know now here's what I thought was funny. Lots of people were upset at Gaga for not doing anything controversial. Except for wear her SpongeBob outfit.
I'll tell you that everybody that I was hanging out with was on pins and needles waiting for a titty to pop out. Everybody.
Why the hell would a titty pop out?
Come on. Don't act so surprised. Like, it's never happened before.
She hasn't been controversial for like 6 years.
I know. This is the Super Bowl, though, man. You got to go big on that one.
She hasn't been controversial for 6 years. She literally stopped doing music for like the longest time. Her last album was like an opera. It wasn't even like music. So, I mean, like, I don't know what anyone expected from this lady from Boston. Like, one, I thought that was weird because, you know, she's a Patriots fan, but she's also, like, a hater of...
She has connections to the Boston area. Maybe that was part of the reason they had a good second half. It was because Gaga's performance re-energized and reinvigorated the team.
Is that your...
Oh, my God. We could conspiracy the shit out of this.
Oh, there were so many conspiracies about that whole halftime thing, like, you know. This was like a thing because Pence was there. He probably put some voodoo magic in the air. There was, I don't know. I thought it was weird that Kraft used the slogan "We're all Patriots again" from the 2001 Super Bowl again. I was like, you motherfucker! Like that. And then like was it Spencer the Nazi dude? I don't remember his goddamn name. But he posted the funniest goddamn thing to get people riled up on Twitter, saying he's rooting for the Patriots because they have three white receivers. They're the whitest team historically. What else did he put? He put something else, and it was just like people got mad at that. And I was like, I mean, the man's not wrong.
It's like he's – I mean, can you really get upset about that? You know, no, it's like
– people were, but I thought it was funny because I have so many people who still go like, oh, there's no white people playing these positions anymore. I was like, fuck, look at – yeah, they are. You just don't notice it because – the media kind of doesn't go like, oh, look, the white guy is catching the ball or he's dunking on people. But I'm like, oh, there's white people still in the sports. Maybe you used to stop watching sports because you worry about someone kneeling. We should just get back and watch the sports some more.
Yeah.
Watch other teams. Get outside of your regional bubble. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Some people didn't even know the Falcons were that good. And again, this is now another football team, highest scoring football team of the season, lost another Super Bowl. So it still hasn't happened where the highest scoring team won. The Broncos lost. The Patriots beat the Rams when they were the greatest show on turf. And now the Falcons are the highest scoring. No team who scores the most wins. So defense definitely wins championships. Maybe we shouldn't defund the military as much. Some people say, you know.
I think the military at this point is more offensive than it is defense.
You think it's more? Yeah.
I think we're the one that are throwing up all the points on the board. You know?
We need to pull back on the reins a little bit. You're saying play safe?
At least when it
comes
to confirmed kills, you know.
Are you saying play safe?
Yeah. I'm saying we need to work on these borders, you know. Maybe that... that southern border in particular.
You mean play a little bit more Russia-y?
Yeah, a little closer to the vest.
Did you see the Spencer thing on SNL? Melissa McCarthy do the...
No, but...
That was fucking funny. And I like that because he was actually... his boss and maybe Bannon should both learn how to be a little bit more spicery. Is it Spicer or Spencer? Or
Spicer.
Spicer. They should be more spicery. I'm sorry. More spicy. He was able to take the joke. They asked him, like, what was your HuffPo asked him, was like, what's your thoughts on the interpretation of you in SNL? He's like, I don't chew that much gum, but that was funny. And I was like, oh, look, he can take a joke. Trump needs to take a little bit of notes. Be like, all right, I need to learn how to take a joke because you keep coming off. He did it right after the game. He congratulated his buddies, Belichick and Brady and Mr. Kraft. But he also still had, like, a rant against the judges. Because Lady Justice told him no, and he was kind of ranty, and I'm like, all right, bro, you gotta.
And he's talking about how overrated Lady Gaga was.
Did he?
No, I just.
Oh, I was gonna say, did he? I didn't see all of his tweets. He tweeted a lot after the game and a little bit during it,
yeah.
Or before it, I think. But I mean, I don't know. I think it was good that sports kind of got everyone all together because you know a lot of people were, except for Louisiana and most of New England, was rooting for the Patriots. And then everyone else is like, Falcons.
Why is Louisiana? Is that because that's where New Orleans?
Yeah, the Saints fans do not like the Falcons. That's okay. They don't like them. Yeah. They were like, I don't need, you shouldn't get a championship. Blood. Yeah, they were not fans.
Okay. I see that. Yeah, it was, you know, I will say this. I was kind of over it before it all happened. I almost hung out here. And
I had no dog in the fight.
Watch. Yeah, but, you know, ended up hanging out with some people and It was. It ended up being more than you anticipated.
It was a good game.
We got
game.
More than we bargained for.
It was a good game. Since I was working, I did also miss seeing how did Mr. Goodell hand that trophy over. Like, did that? I heard Kraft made a little bit of a snide remark, and he got booed heavily while speaking. That's all I heard. But I didn't see how the trophy ceremony went, but I know it did not go well. We're going like, all right, sorry about that 4-game suspension early in the season.
God, who had to eat the most crow? Was it Roger Goodell
or
Barack Obama?
For?
What do you mean? For saying that Trump's not going to be president and then he ends up winning and then he's got to hand it over to him? Basically, lets Trump tell him he's fired?
Who ate more crow when he had to do the pan over?
I mean, you saw Michelle's face the entire inauguration. She had that bitter beer look on her face.
The stank face?
No, I don't like this.
That's because Trump was being disrespectful to Melania a lot. He was leaving her and not even letting her in.
Yeah, so was Bill with the gazes he was giving her.
Who, Melania?
Bill, yeah.
He respected her, right?
Yeah, right. Hillary didn't seem like she was respected. If looks could kill, he'd be number 53 on the Clinton hit list.
Let the man dream. He's not doing anything.
He'd be on his own hit list.
Let the man dream, right? Melania's a very good looking woman. While she sits there in her ivory tower for $3 million a year, literally.
They even have the video of him saying her name.
What do you say?
Bill. He's Ivanka.
No, Melania.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Melania.
He doesn't give a shit.
That's true. Yeah, he probably said both of them.
He's like all of them. I mean, everyone from Eastern Europe. I don't think I give a shit. Yeah. No, but I mean, it was. Oh, but I did. I don't know. Bush, old man Bush showed up for the. What is it? The coin flip?
Yeah. That was a surprise.
I thought he was on his deathbed. He just didn't want to go to Trump's.
It turns out it was his death wheelchair. It's a little more mobile than most deathbeds, but.
Yeah, he looked ghastly.
They gave him that coin to the flip, and I was like, oh, God, this is not going to go well. It's going to, like, fall in his crotch or something.
Was it almost as sad as when Muhammad Ali was doing the fire ceremony at the Olympics when he was all shaky? I remember that hurt so many people's feelings. Like, fuck, icon.
That was a pretty rough one.
Yeah,
too,
I remember that one.
It took a weird hop. It, like, landed and then jumped, and it went actually towards the Patriots guy. So that, like, maybe that should have been a sign.
Well, I mean, there was so much controversy. Like, that's going to happen with, the Falcons coordinator losing his playbook. There was a drone at the Falcons practice. Like, all this stuff is going to come up again from everyone in Atlanta if you bring up the Super Bowl. Like, they cheated. Happiest person is Bill Burr. He's probably the happiest person. He's got his daughter. He's probably, I got to listen to his podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's true. This is a big week for them.
Well, I mean, that's Boston fans are spoiled.
They are, man. They've had a good run up there. You know, say what you will about the people.
When he retires.
Or the teams themselves, but.
They're all going to cry out.
As far as cities nationwide, they're probably.
They've done the best.
Most decorated at this point.
They've gotten the most chips.
Even though New York definitely has more fucking teams to choose from, that's for sure.
Oh, well, LA's getting up there, and I don't understand it. And then, like, there was a map that came out with all the teams in the NFL. It's just a giant gap. Outside of Denver and like Arizona in this little area where I'm like, NFL's kind of going for that money.
Do you expect from a bunch of people who voted for Trump? You know,
they don't get a football team.
No, they don't know anything about sports.
But I feel like they'd be the best ones at sports. You don't think these guys are geniuses out there? Like, I heard that's why a bunch of financial advisors don't like working with athletes. Cause they're like, they're just going to throw a bunch of money at cars, clothes and, Crystal, and I don't even know what does Gronk do. He just goes to parties and just. I'm like, yeah, they're all 20 something getting millions of dollars. What the hell did you think these morons were gonna do?
Yeah,
seriously. And I feel bad because I'm like, you guys could be doing like we could be a great place if these athletes weren't kind of going fucking haywire with. But you're kind of like they're all so stupid. They're not, how many of these college graduates, quote unquote, some of them get out in 2 years have a. They learn like Swahili as a language, just so they can be like, "Yeah, I got an A in college." Because I'm like, "Yeah, you don't know any Swahili. You're never going to use that language. What the hell did you go to that class for?" Like, yeah,
it's just so crazy now that you got these athletes. Like we were saying, we brought up Levine from around here in Bothell. It's just so crazy how these people that like you said have risen to such prominence are so young now, like 20 years old, 21 years old. Like this guy, I'm pretty sure he's 21. He's been in the league for at least 2 years now, at least. And it's like that has
to do basketball, right?
Yeah. And it's like that has to do crazy shit to you. Like when you just get thrown in the mix like that and you're so famous all of a sudden, and when you're just a regular person, really. I mean, you're just a regular person with incredible athletic abilities. You won the genetic lottery, essentially.
I feel like all it is it's just, it's beautiful women, and their wall is, as before your body gets used up, it's the same analogy, before your body gets used up, you're going to get lots of accolades because of what you can do, and if you're good looking and you can do really well, it helps you doubly, because now we can put you in commercials and you get extra money. Mm-hmm. But I think it's the same wall. It's just stuff is there's a website for I found a website that what is it called? Something the Donor. I found it where all the Instagram models, when you have like, this girl's really hot, but she seems to travel and she doesn't have a job. She's just posting pictures of her at the gym. There's a website where you learn that like a lot of these women go to like Middle East and France for like being hot and maybe sleeping with the person. It's called like something to sponsor. I can't remember what the hell it's called. But I was like, yeah, like
corporate sponsors.
Yeah. Like they get sponsored for being hot women. And it's like, yeah, but when that beauty fades, what happens? And it's like same thing for athletes. When that athleticism goes away, what are you now? Other than a car salesman at the local, you know, or a cell phone. And you're like, fuck, because you kind of got pushed through because they're just like, we're going to try to milk everything we can out of you. I mean, you know, capitalism. Milk everything we can out of you. And then,
good luck. When you get a chance of those paychecks that big, it's like you said, it's like, do I really need to get my BA? Is it important, or should I just go sign a contract for $20 million, which is more than I'll probably ever make, even though I'll make it way too quickly and not
save it?
Yeah, not use the money wisely. But
well, like, we have the Everett hockey team, and then we have the Seattle hockey team, the minor league teams. Some of those players are 16.
Yeah, I know, that's crazy.
And you're like, they're getting like minimum wage jobs because it's minor league hockey, but they have chances and potential to be picked up by an NHL team. And now the NHL has a cap, but it's still millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's crazy.
I know it is. Those are the people that we look up to, though.
It's the occupier time for, I don't even know how long that game was. Was that Super Bowl like 4 hours?
It was pretty long. And you know what was weird to me about it was like, majority of the commercials, like when there was like a message to get across or something,
yes,
it was like multiculturalism and diversity.
Oh yeah,
like
they all don't want to be like, hey, we're not the same as the government. Yeah, it's still Hollywood, bro.
It's just like
it's still Hollywood.
It was just like being bombarded with it. It's like, okay, it's, we get it. This is, we're watching a game that was invented by white men. I mean, what do we have to do this right now?
Yes.
You know, why can't we just watch this game, watch these big guys hate each other?
It's the only way to get to middle America.
Most of them that are playing are black now anyway. But
that's the only way to get to middle America. Those are the only black people they ever know in their community. What else are they supposed to do?
It was so pandering and it was kind of gross.
Okay, so thank you for saying the pandering thing. So the only Super Bowl commercial I saw was the Bud Light one where they were like, look, Anheuser-Busch, we got two Germans that came from overseas and through Ellis Island and no one could pronounce their name correctly and they started this beer company. That was the only commercial I saw. And then the only other commercial I heard about was, this is for you ladies, the Audi commercial. That seemed to be very controversial because it was like, hey, we pay our women equally. And people were like, 1963, we passed the civil, like, women can't get paid less than men. Thanks. Nice going, Audi. I was like, you know, they're Germans. Maybe they don't understand that we have that law here. But that was pandering. And then I guess there is another women's protest. It's not a march. It's Without Women for a Day or some shit. You hear about that?
No.
Yeah, there's a new women's protest where they're going to be like, we're just not going to do anything for the day and see how the world works without women. Which I'm kind of like, all right, a protest I'm okay with. Because that might be the quietest day in the office. But I'm also thinking, that's a good protest, finally, for the women to do. I think that's an interesting protest that came up. I think like right before the game, I saw it.
This is a slippery slope, though. If we start congratulating them and giving them and letting them feel like they've created success with this,
but
it's a very slippery slope.
No, from all of our discussions about the whole women's wage gap thing and the women get paid more and they do all the part time jobs, if they can actually get along, which, you know,
it's to be seen.
Yeah, highly doubtful. that's a good protest attempt to see if, like, hey, women, let's get some unity and not go into work and not go and do stuff, which is the one I want them to do. And I'm like, all right, if we get, like, a good little slump going, and women go, hey, look at that, we do good stuff. And I'm like, all right, maybe some guys will be like, hey, this is my chance to get hired. But I'm also kind of like, let's see what happens. I'm excited for this protest because I think...
Wait, so it hasn't happened yet?
No, it's planned for, I think, March.
Planned for March, okay.
Yeah, it's called, like, Women's March. Ha ha, but I don't think it's a march. I'm pretty sure it's, like, I'm not pretty sure. It's, like, don't do anything, women. Don't stay home. Ironically. Don't do anything that, like, causes...
Do the opposite of what we've been telling you to do for the last 5 years.
Yes, it literally is. And I'm kind of like, that's kind of funny, but it's a good protest, I guess.
It's all these causes and all these movements and all these marches and stuff. A lot of times it seems like they're almost, like, half joking with the entire premise. You know, like, they want to have that comedic angle to go along with it, but then they want to make it serious when the right timing's right too, and they want to kind of tote the line a little bit. Like,
isn't laughter the best medicine? I don't know. You're right. I mean, I don't know, man. It's funny to me. Well, because was it Gavin? What's his goddamn name? Gavin
McGinnis.
Yeah, Gavin McGinnis posted. He posted a, why is it all the trans people are usually the ugliest and least attractive of it? Now, this is what I always think is funny is if you are a person who uses the internets, there were lots of MAGA people who were like, are you talking about what's her name? Bree? Goddamn, what's her name? Bree Lewis, Bree Ryan, Bree something. I can't remember her goddamn name right now. You're gonna make me like look it up. But she's a very attractive looking Blair White. There we go. Blair White. She's a very attractive looking trans woman who's her talking points are very right wing.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, a lot of people brought her up as his counterpoint, and then people started explaining, of course, the whole gender construct thing, and it pisses me off.
Well, it's like the video of me and you were watching. It's like we see that there's like this dude who's clearly a dude, but he's grown his hair out.
Yes.
And he's dyed it pink. Yes. And it's like, what are you, a guy? Are you a girl? What's going on here? And more importantly, who wants to fuck you? Who's going to want to fuck you?
There's a video with that guy.
You can't even tell which side
you're
on. Who's going to want to fuck you?
There's a video with that guy and other people who are in different positions as far as, you know, there's the people who wanted, they're like, they explain the whole Z and they, and then there's all that stuff. And I got linked that because I'm one of the people who were like, what the hell is happening? Because it was weird seeing a bunch of MAGA people with their red hat or their Pepe avatars going like, yeah, but I want to see Blair's dick. And I'm like, I don't get what's happening right now. And there are people who were in it who were fighting the ones with the hats, calling each other. Like, there's a lot of infighting in the whole circle of everyone's side. And again, and so I got linked the video, and they're explaining the whole gender construct. And I'm like, okay, here's my stance, because I had to explain, because they weren't calling me sexist or whatever the hell you get called if you're confused. Not confused. I understand. I just don't think it's a thing. Is
transphobic.
Shut up. I'm not scared of them. They just don't. The video even had the people in the video who were trans explaining their stance. A lot of them were like, I know I'm a woman, or I'm reminded I'm a woman once a week, every month, and I don't like it. And that's why they have their like weird thing where like they hate the fact they get a period, but they look like a dude. And then there's like, there was the men who had like, he had a beard, but he also had the hair, but he likes having the beard, but he has the long hair. Dude, it was so confusing. And I'm like, well, the whole gender construct is like, you know, women talk more. I still haven't figured it out. I still haven't found anyone who's done a study on if trans women talk the same amount as cis women, I guess. Because I'm like, that construct happened because of we were going to die because women talked a lot because they were at the village and their job was to gather. So they're getting berries and vegetables. And while they're doing it, they're in a safe little like sacred, like a place of protection. And they can just talk to each other while they're doing their job. And mm-hmm. It sounds like The Office, you know.
And they kind of build the social constructs that way, you know, like the codes of conduct and things of that nature.
They learn how to be social, being that that's how we evolved as a society was like. And the men aren't there or, you know, they're away because they're out hunting. And guys are just fucking quiet. Because we're sitting like, if you know, all right, I see the mammoth, all right, you guys go over there.
Yeah.
I need you guys to be really quiet because
be really quiet.
If you make any noise,
one of us could die.
If you make any goddamn noise, this thing's gonna run away, and we're not bringing anything back to the village. So then you got these guys going to the left; they're gonna flank it, and then like there's this one guy who's, you know, he might be a little bit effeminate, and no one gives a shit because no one's like, I'm not gonna fuck you anyway. I don't give a shit, Todd, whatever your fucking name is. And he's like sitting like, guys, does this loincloth make me look fat? And you're like, God, shut the fuck up! We're trying to catch this mammoth, and. You know, so he goes to the left flank, and you got everyone on the right flank, and next thing you know, you see the man just taking the fuck off, and you're like, what the fuck? And it's like, Todd fucking asked a goddamn question, and while he did that, he stepped on a twig, and like, everyone's pissed off at Todd, so now they go back to
flared his hip.
Yeah. And so they're going back to the village, and like, they're like, oh, where's the fucking meal? You didn't bring us any food back? We got all these berries and shit, we were gonna have like this whole meal, and like, fucking Todd's over here fucking talking, and then... And the women were like, where the fuck is that? We had to fucking kill him because he was making so much noise and we didn't bring back the thing, and I got pissed off. My bad, but I feel like he wasn't worth it. Now he's sitting there getting shamed in the shame tent or the shame hut because he fucking killed Todd. You know, that's not right. And he's a homophobe. He's like, no, I had to kill him because we couldn't bring back food and sustenance. And not because I wasn't scared of him. Yeah. He fucked it up.
And this is one point where I think the Islamic countries are right about gays, you know?
Oh, about them being... I was going to say about them being a little bit too... I mean...
They cannot be trusted.
I mean, that's a social construct. Like, that's what happened.
But it's funny that you bring that scenario up, though, because that was 10,000 years ago. Like, that wasn't a long time ago. Like, we still have the same DNA as we did back then, but now we have a cell phone that we can watch a video of a horse fuck a chick, you know? Like,
or a guy if you live in Inum Call.
Yeah, and that was... Yeah. And that wasn't that long ago, though, you know, and we're still set up that way. And that's kind of what's crazy about the whole
society, like as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we still have this. We're still animals in our brain, but we're trying to tell people like the construct, this way that we've evolved as a society, societal construct that we've built this society on that we live in now has made us into the way what we were. I can't say what we are, but we're trying to like divert from it. And I'm kind of like. The problem is that what we've built this society on is based off of that. And I get that you're like, well, but now I have the options to not be that. And I was like, yeah, here. But there are still places, again, in the Middle East where it's like, no, they're still running off of that old school mentality. But the thing is that you keep trying to force us into the future and you're like, slow down a little bit. Like, let me, which is why I'm okay with Engadget posted about the whole Muslim or immigrant ban. Is they're like trying to fight it with the tech thing, like, oh, this ban's going to affect our technology. And I'm kind of like, good. I still haven't gotten caught up to my goddamn phone for 6 years ago because you're trying to make me buy the new phone. It just came out 1 year ago. The new laptop's coming out. There's a brand new TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, I don't want any more people to make me any new technology. I want to get used to stuff I have right now. And that's the problem is that it's not that we're saying you're bad to want to be non-constructy, whatever the hell. But can we settle in for a little bit? Can I get used to this car before you tell me to go buy the new one?
Yeah, seriously. I know. We're doing pretty good. We're not using the same constructs that they were using 1,500 years ago, like some of the countries are doing. But, yeah, maybe we need to, you know, let everything catch up here. You know,
let us catch up mentally before you try to make us.
Yeah, because we're moving too quickly. Yeah. You know? I mean, think about it. 10,000 years ago, we were barely stitching animal hides together to make some semblance of clothes to try to get through a mini ice age.
Again, you know?
And 10,000 years later, again, we're just doing whatever the fuck we want, flying in airplanes,
what?
Going into the orbit, doing all kinds of crazy 30 shit.
30 years ago, our TVs were bigger than the people.
Yeah, exactly. I know. And they had the record player on top.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was like not that long ago where we just had VCRs, and we're like, we're going too fast for us to be like, go faster. I'm like, no, can we slow? And that's why everyone's like, oh, change is hard. It's like, no, change is fine. But you're hitting fast forward, and I just want you to hit play. Can we just stop your ADD? Can we just sit here for a second and enjoy the moment?
Mm-hmm.
Some people,
And computers now are getting to the point, too, where this, like...
They're getting scary.
It's the progression of, you know, capabilities for them. It's almost getting to be parabolic, you know? And that's going to just increase all kinds of technology, like the Internet of Things, the way, you know, different products and different things in your household even are connected to one another and how they can share knowledge and data
your
and
computer
all this stuff.
Or your, what is it, your phone
and
can tell
the interconnectedness of everything.
Your fridge can tell your phone when you go shopping that it's low on this, so it reminds you, and then your TV's like, hey... update, the show's coming, you want me to record it for you? And then you got your fucking oven going like, hey, I'm gonna turn myself on because I saw you bought burritos. You should be I'm gonna be ready by the time you get in the house. And you're like, that's...
Yeah, exactly. The fridge told me you bought a whole case of burritos. Yeah. So I guess we're probably gonna be throwing one on later.
Yeah, pretty much. And you're like, oh, that's like... And then I think a couple days ago, the first computer was able to finally beat like five of the top poker players, because poker is hotter than chess, because I think Deep Silver has been kicking chess players' asses. And now they have it playing people in poker, which has more variables, and it finally beat five of the top five poker players. And everyone was like, all right, that's cool. And I'm like, no, guys, that's fucking terrifying. We just had our first female chess player. She got pissed because she's in that contest of the world of players. And she got pissed because five of the people she played were all women, and she thought that they were doing that on purpose. So she threw a game. And I'm like, ma'am, we just had a computer beat the shit out of people. I know you think it's like us being sexist because you happen to get... And they're like, no, it was random. She's like, no, you guys did it on purpose. And we're like, no. Take it as it is, ladies. The computers might be fucking with you. It's not us at this point. We don't know, because we don't understand half of the computers we have. Like, some people... There's so much access on the internet where people really don't have to go to college anymore to be indoctrinated by their liberal professor to become such Berkeley anarchists.
Oh, my God.
But... Right? But... It's like, it's so much information. The problem is that you're going to open a tab, and then you open another tab, and then the next thing you know, you're on YouTube, then you're in a weird part of YouTube, then you're on Wikipedia, then you're not sure if someone on Wikipedia added on Real. So you're clicking on that thing, then you're next thing you're on Urban Dictionary learning about what the hell a fallopian butthole thing or something is, a prolapsed anus, and you're like, well, how the hell did I get here? Because
yeah.
We might have too much information and not a lot of time to take it all in.
No, and that's the problem, if we had enough time and, you know, the focus, then maybe we could kind of handle it a little better. But, yeah, it's just too much of a dump, and we're still trying to learn how to process it all. I mean, mm-hmm. I think we are making progress. I think we are. I mean, even you look at, like, Twitter and how people use Twitter, and I think, you know, we're... getting to a better place. I don't know if it's going to be perfect
by any
means. But
that's other people giving you information. It's like they're learning something.
But that's the thing, though. It's the internet itself is the wealth of human knowledge, and that's all humans' knowledge put together. Because no single person knows everything about everything.
Like, you know, when America was great, it was simpler times because it was like, you know, simpler people.
It's one of those things that if it's possible, you're not going to avoid it being, you know, a thing. I mean,
I think we need time, man.
I agree. I mean, and that's why I hope we do see, I mean, as far as hardware goes, when it comes to computers and things and such, we have kind of reached a point, I feel like, where it can still keep going up, but even if it just stayed flat here for a minute, like, the shit's pretty advanced. Like,
dude, I'm still behind on my video games. They're already talking about the next iPhone 8, mm-hmm. and it's almost $1,200. I'm like, we don't make that much. Some people don't make that much in a month. And you want people to get excited for this phone because they want, and I'm like, no.
No contract.
No. Yeah. I'm like, no. Yeah. Like, let me catch up to, I still have an iPhone. Like, I don't have an iPhone. I'm a Droid guy. But I'm like, fucking Trump still uses a S3.
Oh, yeah.
That's why everyone freaked out about his phone. I'm like, yeah, maybe the man has a point. Why do we need to be on S7 already? That one blew up in your face, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's kind of something that's going to have to come, you know, kind of tying back into some of our last episodes. But that's going to have to come from consumers. Consumers are going to have to be like,
good luck, ladies.
Yeah. Consumers have to be like, listen, we're good. You know, like, we don't need, I know you guys want to make your profits and you want to hit those quarterly numbers. We get that. But we don't need to be upgrading every year and a half. You know, we don't need this. It's not important. You know, just build us a cell phone that maybe can last for 3 or 4 years. And then by the time it's banged up enough and enough time has passed, then maybe we'll, you know, think about that $600-$700
upgrade. Nintendo comes out in March.
Yeah, they've been banging those out pretty.
The new Xbox comes out late this year and early next year. I'm like, I just got used to this one. I still have games I haven't finished. Give me a goddamn time. I'm kind of like, I kind of want Hollywood to just take a break. I have movies I haven't seen yet. I want the Silicon Valley to just hold off for a second.
Just like a 2 or 3 month hiatus.
That's not enough time, man.
Yeah.
All that's, like you said, so much knowledge. That's not enough time.
Yeah, that's true. I know, you gotta compartmentalize it too. You know, you gotta say what's more important, what's not. Like, you're like, oh, this is cool, but you're like, yeah, 2 weeks from now, I'm not gonna think anything about that. I know. When I asked this question to you too, it's like, can you watch videos on the internet? Can you learn, if you're watching the right videos, can you learn as much as you would reading a book? Is that possible?
Do you have the subtitles on?
Yeah, we'll say you have the subtitles on, you know.
The thing with the video is that they're going to tell you something to go read anyway. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you're probably going to end up double dipping anyway. If you watch the video, you're just going to get another person's perspective outside of their voice in your head.
Yeah.
It'll just give you something to go do. It gives you homework to go do that you could have just done in the first place. But, I mean, it's almost like having a teacher, again, a professor at UC Berkeley, to tell you to go read this thing and then write a thesis, go write a manuscript, go write a, you know. Yeah.
God, that was a crazy story, man. I'm glad you brought that up.
The Berkeley thing?
Because I was trying to see everybody's coverage on that because, mm-hmm. you know, I didn't want to get it from one side. I wanted to, I dug pretty deep. I even went to RT and wanted to see what they were saying about it. And it's not good, man. It's not good. Like, the fact that...
It's a good tantrum.
It was definitely a tantrum, that's for sure. Yeah. The fact that, you know, the UC Berkeley, where basically the birthplace of free speech, like that's where it all started.
Silicon Valley. There.
Yeah, that's where it all started back in, you know, the mid-70s back then. Now you just come on campus and try to do a speech, crack a few jokes, make a couple of good points, and just kind of open people's mind to a different way of thinking, and you're like a tyrant. You're somebody who needs to be stopped.
So I think it might have happened again. This seems to be happening a lot around. Is it Milo again?
Milo, yeah.
It happens a lot around these conversations because everyone thinks that he's going to promote hate. And my issue is, I don't know how many of these people who are going ever have watched his video. Because there's so many people who are probably within that group of people who have seen parts of his things and. I can't finish this. It's just too much. I can't stand his voice. It's just, the things he's saying just hurts my feelings so bad. And you're like, did you let it finish? Like, just to take it in? Like, not even take it in. Yeah. Watch a second one. Don't just go for, like, you went for the book. And I don't even know what video you watched or what part of his thing that you took part in where you were like, okay, whatever. But their reaction was so...
It's just completely over the top. I mean, yeah, just you don't have to agree with the guy.
Attend it.
Just be able to listen to him and maybe try to make a good point.
He
and
does
be
Q&As.
Like, yeah, exactly. Ask him a poignant question that maybe you could stump him on, you know? Why don't you come at him on his level and try to, don't just do this tantrum where you light shit on fire. It's insane.
Block stuff and destroy
things.
It's
completely insane.
I didn't get that.
I mean, this is free speech under attack. This is a bigger problem than anybody wants to give it credit for at all.
It's a self-censorship because it's not free speech.
And it's mob rule.
Well, because free speech is always it's freedom of not being persecuted, but you're still able to be. It's not like they were the police; they didn't arrest him. You still are able to be judged for what you're saying.
Yeah.
But they didn't even judge him; they just retaliated. And again, I'm like, attend his things. Don't start doing the yelling and like and interrupt it.
Yeah.
Wait till the part where he gets to the Q&As and try to ask him a question where you think you can stump him. Try to debate him. Try to be smarter than him if you think that he is not knowledgeable on
actually
something.
Listen to what he says and say this, you're wrong for this reason.
Right.
And
let me counter it, but don't just disrupt it just, and stop
it's just,
it.
Yeah, it's just censorship.
It's
crazy.
Self-censorship. Again.
That's all it is. You're just trying to, we don't agree with him? No, we don't want him here. Like people are saying he's not invited here. He's not welcome here. I was like, when did you decide what it goes and what doesn't go on this
campus?
Your
tuition paid for him, so technically
500 people said they wanted him here and they paid an extra price because they had to pay for his security
their
detail.
Their school paid for it, and that's why I'm also like, write your dean a thing and go like, don't invite him. Like, do something.
Well, no, the Republican Club had to pay for it. They had to pay for those increased security costs, and it ended up being a anonymous donor because he didn't want to be ousted because of this if anything happened, but he's the one that ended up
Republican
paying
schools like thing. Yeah, but still like
something like $5,000 or $6,000, you know, probably some Silicon Valley guy who doesn't agree with all this bullshit and didn't
there's
like
a guy who works
for Hillary.
And I mean, like, the same thing is like, how many, because I have no idea. If it was a person who had a civil rights at the time of civil rights, if that was Martin Luther King having a speech and there were a bunch of people outside going like, you can't have that speech here. How dare you do that? And started destroying shit. We got a whole fucking thing on our hands. And I'm like, because he was saying something against the norm or against the void.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, but if you would have attended any of Martin Luther King's thing and him like, but Mr. King, how about this stance on this thing? You'd be like, oh, like that guy's an interesting part. Like, you know, But they don't even give Milo a chance to talk. They don't even know what he was talking about because he's done a lot of things where he's not. Milo is a person where I've watched his videos and he doesn't come off as he's hateful towards anyone. No. Well, he doesn't like feminists because he thinks a lot of their topics are wrong.
Yeah, and that's who gives the most shit to it. But he's kind of joking halfway. You can tell how he's doing it. You know, he's trying to be provocative. He's trying to be entertaining.
Insightful.
You know, but. He's never inciting violence, though. No. He's never saying, go out there and kick the shit out of liberals because they're little pussies anyway, and they'll let you walk all over them, the little fucking cucks they are. He's not doing that shit. He's just calling them out on their hypocrisy.
Yeah, he calls them out. Yeah, that's why I enjoy watching, because sometimes he'll pull in out hypocritical.
He's telling
them
to hit the streets and fight, you know, and get your guns and shit. No, just try to debate them, and, you know, they don't want to bring facts and reason to the argument.
No, well, they're running on emotion. Mm-hmm. You know.
I mean, I was looking at the signs, dude. One of the girls had a sign outside. One of them was a sign that said "Hate Free Zone." Her sign said, "This is a hate free zone." You know, Milo,
while
get out of here.
She's
hate free zone
while being hate free.
As people are throwing rocks at the building, shooting fireworks at police. This is a hate free zone. Okay, your hateful words will not stand.
You sure
here.
That was for Milo,
right?
Or not for
our
those
rocks? Will hit you in the head, but your words will not hurt
us.
Sure,
the rocks weren't for the people throwing the... Are you sure that her sign wasn't for the people throwing the rocks? She was, like, pointing it at them, hoping that the sign would stop them. Words mean things, guys. Stop it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't...
There was another one. It was... This other girl, it was... First off, it was shaped like a shield, like a medieval shield.
All right.
And the sign said, had written on it, it had written trans dyke on it. Trans dyke something else and proud of it or some ridiculous shit like that.
Like D-I-K-E or D-Y-K-E?
D-I-K-E.
All right.
So, and like I said, you know, it was shaped like a shield. It had the arm thing on the back even where you put your arm through it, you know, and then you hold onto one of the bars. Yeah. And it was just crazy. It was like this girl had her message to be read. And it was like she was one of the 300 going to fight Xerxes and his goons.
Is that a riot shield?
It looked like she had it shaped like that.
Maybe she's saying that.
Like, what are you setting up for here?
That's her safe zone.
It's like...
I don't know, man. Again, these people are very artistic. That's the one thing I'll always give the left. Very artistic.
Yeah. Oh, they make some great signs. And like I said, she had it shaped like a battle shield.
Yeah.
You know?
Best sign I saw was "We gave you hummus, be reasonable." That's a good one from some of those. And I was like, all right, that's... I mean, like, good artists.
We're starting to create a narrative here.
Yeah, good, insightful, like, you know, but I'm also like, there are... I'm not even saying there are better ways to go about it, because, again, the rioting, the destroying stuff didn't make sense to me. The protesting is whatever if you have a stance or you're actually protesting stuff, not just... blockading or impeding people who have nothing to do with what you're trying. And I got everyone's going, like, it's supposed to make people aware by disrupting stuff. I'm like, yeah, but disrupt what you're going after. Don't disrupt everyone because it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, random people.
Right. Like, they're not going to join your side. They're not going to join your side if you do that.
You're just going to piss people off.
You're just
going to
piss people
off. Stopping people in the freeway. It's like, I got to go to fucking work,
then,
man.
The right's going
to
videotape and go, like, see what's happening? You're upsetting these people.
I never shot any black, unarmed black people. Yeah. All right? I just want to go to work.
Yeah.
I just want to pay the bills so my fucking kids have food to eat.
So that's why I said that the women's thing, go for it, ladies. It's not going to impede anyone. I hope, you know, it might be hard to find someone to get you some service at a fucking Walmart or a goddamn, you got to go talk to your HR person and they're not there. And you're like, what the hell? But, I mean, you know, I might cut my finger and the nurse won't be able to help me at school if I'm a teacher. But, you know, but being a guy, it's probably very low. I'll be a teacher. But, I mean, that's a protest where I get what they're attempting to do. This one was just insanity.
It was pure chaos. And again, it's like, are you that weak as a person that you can't even listen to what this guy has to say and then try to tell him why he's wrong? You just have to throw, like you said, a complete tantrum and then just get the whole thing shut down. Like, you know, they were probably cheering once they heard that happen.
We won!
You know, yeah, they were probably pumped. Exactly. Like this is a victory for the good guys, for the people who really care about other people.
This is going to happen in Atlanta. I think they're going to have a not my NFL champion protest.
Hashtag not my Super Bowl winner.
Yeah, they're gonna march and be like, no, we want to you know, like, it doesn't resolve anything. If anything, send all your people to, I don't know, it's everyone needs to calm down. I think 2016's after that Super Bowl, I feel like it might have helped quell things a little bit, because now everyone's kind of we're now 2.5-ish months in to the year. People have calmed a little bit. That was the last, like, sporting thing from 2016. Now everything's 2017. Mm-hmm. Now we got to focus. If Bannon keeps cragging his way through fucking Trump, because I guess there was a thing showing that Bannon's been mostly writing the goddamn what's the presidential fucking, you know, the things he's signing.
Oh, executive orders.
Yeah, yeah. Those are mostly been written by Bannon, apparently, and Trump doesn't read them.
Well, you know, the Muslim ban was for sure.
Yeah, but apparently Trump's not reading them. And I'm like, yeah, no shit, he's not reading. He's just signing stuff. Like when he signed that last one that basically gets rid of a lot of people's 401ks, the lady who was in charge of it was like, ah, and he says, oh, I'm going to give the pin over to this lady here. And I was like, that motherfucker did not read that thing at all. And I'm seeing another thing saying that his idea for the healthcare plan, which I think would be hilarious, is that it's going to probably charge baby boomers more, which I think is funny because, you know, they're the ones that probably...
The ones that need the healthcare right now, yeah, more than
so,
anybody.
And they probably also have most of the money. So them being charged more, I'm like, yeah. But they're also the ones that voted for it. So
he's doing a lot of stuff, too. I mean, Dodd-Frank, he's thinking about peeling some of that regulation back, which...
Yeah, yeah. So we're gonna end up having another big. We're gonna have a big short too. You want to have big short too?
You could say that, but a lot of the government policies, the people that wrote Dodd-Frank, you know, Barney Frank, they were behind the housing crisis. I mean, they were the ones pushing for subprime mortgages.
They made so much money while it's been enacted, but it's also supposed to stop it from happening again. I don't know.
I mean, if he does that, if he goes that route, fine. Then leave nothing safe. Okay, go back and why don't you get rid of the Patriot Act? How about that? Because is there anything less patriotic that's ever been passed
in
our Congress?
We can't do that.
I mean, give me a fucking break. You know, if you want to go deregulate, go deregulate. And we can actually can some people who we don't need on a government salary who are making a fucking shit ton if we do that.
I mean, you know, people love TSA so much.
I mean, it'll never happen, obviously.
No. Yeah. Well, I don't even think you need it now. People, how many ads were for that fucking Amazon Echo thing? People are policing themselves. Just be like, all right, hey, whatever the hell her name is, Sila, I don't know her goddamn name. She's listening to you the whole time. She's like, hey, put this on my fucking shopping list. And then like, oh, the whole time Amazon's listening to you talk. Like, all right, I need to do a drug deal. So anyone, and like, we're bugging ourselves. The Patriot Act is almost, at this point, kind of useless as far as trying to watch people to make sure, like, you know, I don't know how many people in the fucking...
You say that, but I'm sure they're using it fucking, to their
how many people
maximum abilities.
I'm pretty sure half of those goddamn terrorists who are planning stuff have a lot of this electronics because they work in Silicon Valley.
Well, you know they're on boost, and you know they have a burner. I mean, come on, terrorists aren't that dumb, you know? You might get a conversation or two from them, but you're not going to get too long of a strand.
We just learned from fucking Joe Rogan and goddamn InfoWars. Those people have, they got CIA's got their own little internet division. They're probably tracking these phones.
Yeah, they're all over that shit. That was a fucking crazy episode, but yeah, we're getting down a little wormhole here, but unfortunately... You got the heart out here, so yeah. We got to wrap this baby up. But yeah. Thank you guys for listening. Earful in the Emerald City, another episode in the bag here, number 66. Last notification, guys. This Thursday, it is going down at the 13th Avenue Pub in Linwood. The show is producing our first comedy show. Our first comedy show, A Night of Laughs at the Pub. We got a lot of great comedians. We got Jamie Guerrero, Hans Kim, funny as hell. We got Wilfred Padua. We got Jeff Lott. And this week just secured a surprise special guest to be on the show as well. So if you guys aren't busy this Thursday, Valentine's Day theme prizes. It's going to be a good time, you guys. A lot of good comedians, a lot of good laughs. 13th Avenue Pub, Thursday.
Is that Linwood?
February 9th. Yep, it's like Linwood. Yeah, like South Everett area. Just off 164th and Freeway, though. It should be a great time, you guys. We got a good, definitely a good crowd coming out, too. So if you guys are free, definitely check it out. But thank you guys for listening. Episode 66. Again, 1 month down, you guys. This year is...
Be a patriot.
Be a patriot, exactly. You know, like Tom Brady. I mean, love him or hate him, the guy, he's out there and he's working his ass off, all right? And he's doing it.
Yeah,
he's trying his hardest, giving it everything he's got. Yeah. And just do the same, guys. You know, everybody does the same, we'll be all right.
Be a goat.
Exactly. Do your best and be a goat. Thank you guys for listening. Earful in the Emerald City. I am Slim for my boy Marcus Netters. Thank you guys for joining us. And we will talk to you next week.
Salute.